Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred Bell this evening. He asked me to help him out this evening, so that's what I'm doing. And I just want to begin by saying hello, and I know that we have new listeners, and I just wanted to say hello, and also that we have the abilities to do a lot of wonderful work here this evening. I heal people around the world, and I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. So let me give you some phone numbers. Phone number is 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, and direct line is 1-530-876-9146. I'll repeat that probably in the middle of the program. What I do is that I help Dr. Fred. I'm sort of his buddy on the radio sometimes. And I do have my own radio show on Saturday night. It's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And that comes on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. But this evening, what I'd like to talk about in the beginning is, of course, Dr. Fred's merchandise that he has so wonderfully let me wear through purchase of this equipment of his, and it's just absolutely wonderful. I have a nuclear receptor that I've been wearing for about 10 years now, and I upgraded it about 4 years ago to 18 karat gold and a platinum bridge called a Pouvet, and it has diamonds through the platinum bridge and a diamond in the center, basically around a carat. And it is very, very powerful. I started out with a blue sapphire in a silver necklace. And when I was wearing that, the first few days I was wearing that, I noticed a lot of black pouring out of my back. And I called Fred, and I said, Fred, I got a tremendous amount of black stuff pouring out of my back. And he said, Steve, that's the X-rays that are coming out of your body. So what the question was to him is, what is happening and why so fast? And the answer was, is because I can see it and it's actually helping and I'm letting go. I've been letting go for the last 20 years. And through that process, it allows me to clear a little bit faster. In a noticeable amount for me was, the next step, I was watching the toxins clearing out of my brain. I have second sight, so I see things very, very clearly. I was watching the toxins clearing out of my brain. I was watching the cells and the atomic structure in my brain being cleared. And the next thing I remember was is that the toxins were leaving my body. I saw that leave. My blood was changing. This was all in a matter of a few years. So everything has been changing on me for the past 10 years, and things have become a lot faster for me in terms of healing. When your body becomes clearer and your mind becomes much clearer, you're able to do a lot of different things that are really a lot of fun to do. And if you tune in to me tomorrow night, you'll be able to heal a lot of people being healed on the radio program. Pretty instantaneously. Tonight, I hope that we can do the same thing. And if anybody needs some healing out there, please don't hesitate to call. For me, it's a lot of fun. And I'm bringing down a white light from heaven. It is a cylinder that's about 4 feet wide. And everybody that's listening to me will be able to receive that. That ball of light that looks like a cylinder right in front of them. And if you take your hand and put it about a foot and a half in front of you, you will be able to feel a tremendous amount of energy coming, and that is that light coming right from heaven. So we did that with Dr. Fred out in Laguna Beach at a show last year, and we had a lot of fun with it. We had about 60 people there. And we were having a tremendous amount of fun with that energy. As a matter of fact, we had some people that were levitating, so it was really a lot of fun. Getting back to the nuclear receptor, The nuclear receptor, actually, it's pretty amazing piece of equipment. It is Palladian, and it is also NASA. Fred has put that together himself from the designs of different people that have entered the world, and it's quite interesting how this really, really works. It's quite a piece of equipment. It looks like a satellite dish, and it has pyramids on the inside of it, and it really works tremendously. And I noticed that about a year after I had all this equipment on me, the nuclear receptor, that pure white light was coming through my back, and I was noticing a big change in my brain and the way I thought, and also in the atomic structure, the molecular structure, the blood structure. Everything thinks in the body, including blood. And it's quite interesting to see everything work so beautifully and in synchronicity. It's just absolutely amazing to see how the universe and how God have done such wonderful things. I've always been very humble. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm Larice, and I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
And I have, and I've had this for years, I have a whole lot of stuck energy in my hips and upper legs. And
yes, I see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't notice it unless, you know, like if I press on it, it even hurts. I mean, it's just, I don't know when it started or how I got it or anything like that, but I wondered if you could help clear it.
Absolutely, honey. We can do that. What is your name again?
Lori.
Lori, I'm Steve, honey. My pleasure. Your heart is opening up right now. You should be feeling the energy going down your arms and through your body right now. Can you
mm-hmm.
feel that energy?
Yeah.
Good, honey. Okay, your lower back is opening up. Your sacrum, it's all the way down to your sacrum already. It's going down your feet. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Allow the energy to go. Allow the energy to go where it needs to go. That's it. That's wonderful. That feels really, really good. Your pelvic bowl is opening up right now. There's a tremendous amount of light. If you take your hand and put it about 2 feet in front of your tummy, you'll feel a tremendous amount of energy inside your body.
Oh, yeah.
Just move your hand. Can you feel that there?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do, there's a pillar of light right in front of you, a foot and a half in front of you. Take your hands or your body and just stand in that light and take the phone with you.
Okay.
You'll be able to feel that as you enter that light.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah,
good, honey. Good. I just stand there. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. You're going into nirvana. Just relax with it. Let go, honey. Just let go of everything. That's it. I can just feel you freeing up. That's wonderful. Your mind
is tingling.
Oh, God, that's so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. How does that feel to you?
Well, I feel I'm tingling all over.
Yes, I bet you are.
But especially in the lower part of my body. And,
yes.
And I feel things moving.
Yes, dear. Allow that to move. Now, what I'm doing is we're making a connection between you, heaven, and Mother Earth. And what we're doing is, if you look down, you're going to be able to see things that you've never seen before. So what I want you to do is not, you know, don't get nervous, but if you look straight down through the center of your feet, you're going to see a ball of light right in the center of the earth. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Good, honey. What we've done is open up the chakras of your feet. So what's happening is that the energy is flowing down from heaven through you, through the center of the earth. We're bringing that light up to the earth where it needs it desperately.
Mm-hmm.
And we're clearing and healing you all at the same time. Now, you have a set of hands over your head that are moving very rapidly. You should feel a tremendous amount of energy over your head now.
Oh, yeah.
I know you do, honey.
I do. When you said that about the hands, I felt, I mean, I could feel one of them close to my ear.
Yes, honey. Yes. You're just being cleared.
Yeah.
So just relax and enjoy that energy. It's right from heaven, honey. That's it. Now, you should feel that energy really going through your legs a lot, going down and up all at the same time. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear.
It is.
That's wonderful. Your brain's being cleared right now. You've had a lot of brain chatter, so what we're doing is clearing your mind.
Oh, that is true.
Yes. Well, what we're doing is just clearing you totally this evening. So what we're doing is that your brain is being cleared right now. It will be like going through 20 years of meditation in about 2 minutes here. So just allow yourself. That's it. Good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I've had many years of trouble with that brain chatter.
Yes. That is going very quickly. Now, your mind should be as clear as a bell right now.
Yeah, right now it is.
Good, honey. Good. What you need to do is a very good technique that I've taught around the world, and that is take a breath in. Just take a breath, just go, and let that breath go through you. Let it go where it needs to go. Okay? Now I want you to do a special breath for me. I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe that breath in and allow that energy to go where it needs to go. You should be able to feel your mind. It just snapped open very, very quickly. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
How does that feel to you?
Feels great.
Yeah. You might want to do that about 6, 7, maybe even 10 times a day. And you'll be extremely clear with that method of breathing in the breath of God, because we're all looking for miracles, and the biggest miracle we have is the breath.
Yeah.
And when you get finished, just thank God so much for what we have. And that's what we need to do. We have to thank God for everything, because...
Yeah, appreciation is a great vibration.
Oh, God. Yeah, the vibrations going through your body is like... It's like reading the Psalms. It's just really beautiful.
Yeah.
You have angels all around you, and there's a lot of protection being built up around you right now. So that's what I'm seeing. Now, your aura, I'm going to show you something so you'll have an idea. You know, people think the aura is only about 1 foot away from the body or 6 feet. What I would like you to do is hold your hand out like I'm going to shake your hand.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to... Where are you calling from, by the way? Texas?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas. Put your hand out. I'm just going to take my hand and just touch your aura. Can you feel that touching your fingers?
Yeah.
Good. To let you know, there's no such thing as an aura that's just 6 feet away from the body. The aura is continuous. It is eternal. It is from God. That goes right to heaven, honey. There's no disconnection.
Wow.
People just haven't opened up to the idea of that yet, but they will eventually. I think it's very important that people realize that we have so much tremendous power. I'm being told that you have tremendous gifts. You have tremendous gifts.
Thank you.
What you can do without even knowing it, your aura is very clear right now. You can walk down the street and anybody that is not feeling well, you can change their lives forever without even doing anything about it.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so you have wonderful gifts there.
Thank you.
And how do you feel now? How's your lower back and your hips and everything? It should be a lot better.
Oh, yeah, a lot better. Yeah.
Good.
Probably the cleanest I ever remember him being.
Good, honey. Good. Well, that's not bad for 5 or 6 minutes worth of work.
Not bad at all. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. And anytime you need to call, and I'm on BBS Radio tomorrow night at 6 p.m., I guess it's a little earlier for you, maybe 5 p.m.
Yeah, I think it's 1 hour.
That.
I think it's probably 5 here because we're in Central.
Gotcha. Well, call me tomorrow night on my show and let me know how you're progressing.
Okay.
Would you do that for me?
Yeah, sure will.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what we can do with the energy that we're given is there's no limitation to what we can do, only the limitations that we use on our mind. And as I'm saying, the aura is eternal. The aura opens up from everywheres on the planet to the galaxies to everywheres and goes straight to heaven. There's no disconnection between us. We're all connected together. We do have freedom of choice. We do have freedom from choice. What I'm saying freedom from choice is that when you let go and you allow your humility to go and you allow your ego to go, what happens is you have freedom from choice. The choice is made for you from the eternals and from the ethers and from heaven. Whatever God wants, that's what I do. Whatever he tells me to do, that's what I do. And the way to get that is just to let go. I know that a lot of people are trying to. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, could you speak up, please? I can't hear you.
Oh, it's Dominic from London.
Oh, Dominic, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I was almost fine, but I had the flu in the last week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I'm just about over it, but
good.
You know, I'm still kind of a bit shattered.
Do you have any peppermint?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Why don't you go buy yourself a little essential oil of peppermint and rub it on your chest? I think it'll help you a lot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And keep it around your house. It'll help you.
Uh-huh.
You're really, really good. What can I do for you, my friend?
Well, I just, you know, basically, I just healing to help me get finally over the end of the flu. You know, it's just,
yes, you have
fashion.
It's going, basically, has it been in your tummy? Can you feel it in your tummy?
Yes, I've had several stomach problems with
it,
too.
Yeah. What I'm going to do, Dominic, your heart is opening up right now. You should be able to feel that dissipating in your tummy right now. As a matter of fact, it's very clear right this second. I'm waiting for your chest to clear. Does that feel more open to you, Dominic?
Yes.
Good,
yes.
Good. Just allow yourself, that's it. Just allow yourself to let go, my friend. Just let everything go. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel yourself becoming more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay, the angels are telling your body to open up, so I'm just hearing what they're saying, and I'm watching your body unenvelope, which means it's enveloping open. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through your feet, through the top of your head, and you should feel almost transparent at this point. Can you feel that?
Yes, yes.
Good, good. You're very clear right now, Dominic. How does that feel, friend?
Oh, fine.
Good.
Yeah, I feel I'm glowing right through now.
Good. You should be glowing a lot, Dominic. Can you feel that energy glowing through you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. We're clearing your kidneys right now. That's it. Good. Very good. Have you been resting?
Yes. I've been like housebound for 5-6 days.
Good. I'm hearing some words from heaven. You need to be gentle with yourself. We need to learn to be gentle with our bodies and with our minds and with our souls and with the energy that we have. Just learn to be gentle. You're doing good, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Feel a lot better?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Yeah.
Dominic,
oh,
I've got to run. I suspect we're going to have a lot more phone calls. I'm going to be working on you for the whole whole hour, Dominic, as I'm clearing other people, I'll be working on you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
Goodbye.
Care, my friend. Bye bye. So with the aura, what I was trying to discuss with the aura is that it's infinite. The aura has a tremendous amount of energy in it, and it has life energy. I remember I do massages as a business, and I can hover over the body and actually look at the chakras and watch the oxygen going into the chakras, and it's really, really gorgeous to see. The way I look at chakras is that they look like diamonds, and they fire quite interestingly. They're already lit, and they're firing all the time. So I don't take the energy from one chakra to another chakra. What we do, there is a governor above the body, about 4 feet above the body, and I get in touch with that, and we clear stuff out through the governor. So it can be done in a matter of seconds, and that's some of the work that I do, but it's very advanced stuff, and I really can't... it's hard to discuss and tell you where the governor is unless you really... Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Drew.
Hi. Could you... I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. I'll stand up a little here. Well, this is the first time I've heard you tonight without Fred, so thank you for substituting. I'll have to listen to your show another time on
Saturday night. Thank you.
I was actually inspired by your first call. I have been a foot twitcher for many years, childhood.
Yes.
Like, I just, like when I lay down or when I'm trying to meditate, it's automatic that my feet continuously twitch.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's something from a past life or whether that's something I can stop, but it's just sometimes to the point where I just, they're twitching just back and forth, and
yes.
I can't control it.
Yes. Okay. Everything starts with the heart. The heart is opening up right now. You should be able to feel the energy all the way down to your feet now. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, very good. Just hang still with me here. Let's just do some good work. Good. Good. Would you do me a favor? Put your hand out about a foot and a half in front of you. You should be able to feel that pillar of light right in front of you. Can you feel a tremendous amount of energy?
Yes, I can.
Good. Would you please stand up and walk into that energy and allow the energy from heaven to clear you?
Okay, I'm doing that now.
Good. Whoa. You should be able to feel that go right through your feet. How does that feel to you?
I don't know. I don't feel it as strongly as you felt it.
Okay, because what happened was is that when you stepped into the light, I could feel everything clearing out of your body. You had some blockages there, and it just came out through your feet.
That's great.
Okay, what I need you to do is walk a little bit further into the light. I'll tell you when to stop. Right there, hold it.
Okay.
There you go. How does it feel now?
I feel it lightening up.
Mm-hmm.
I shifted more to the left.
Yes, that's okay. Accept the light and don't worry about it. Let the light do what it needs to do. The most important thing we need to do is just to let go. That's it. Very, very good. You're clearing a lot, an awful lot very quickly.
Actually, I can feel myself swaying slightly now.
Yes.
I'm letting go.
Yes. It's a technique that's been used by the masters for thousands and thousands of years. It's a matter of letting go. It's a matter of dropping the ego and allowing the humility to come through. That's it.
Should I try this once again and visualize the light before going to bed?
Whatever you want to do. Step out and then step back in again. Sure, absolutely.
Because it becomes automatic. I mean, even when I'm listening to BBS radio or... you know, at night listening, just my feet just start twitching back and forth.
Not a problem. Step back out. You're out of it now. You can step back in it.
Okay.
That's it. Can you feel the difference?
I can feel the difference.
There you go.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and I will remember that technique.
We're not done yet.
Okay. Not that easy. At least you get a lot of other callers, so it's being nice.
You called me. Might as well work on you while you're here.
Okay, I'll take it. Believe me, if you can do 20 years in 5 minutes, I will certainly take that much as well.
You also have a pair of hands that are working above you right now. You have a pair of hands that are touching your shoulders right now. You also have tremendous gifts. You need to be gentle with yourself. I need you to let go your mind. Just let go. We're just clearing out all the chatter from your brain.
I find that I'm very empathic. Whenever I'm in a room or an office gathering,
yes.
I'm like a sponge of all the energy that's in that room. It's like I can't stop that either.
Well, what you need to do is just let go. The idea of all this energy, and it's not been a secret, it's just people don't really know what to do, and nobody, and there's a lot of people that teach, but what we need to do is just let go. Mm-hmm. Let go and allow yourself to be free to express your own expression. God creates creation every day, and we have the ability to create that creation within ourselves. And that comes from heaven. Now, if you feel, you should be able to see two balls of light coming from your feet right now at the center of your feet. Can you see those balls of light?
In the center?
In the center of your foot, maybe a little bit up from center, you'll see two balls of energy, maybe about an inch around, maybe an inch and a half.
Okay, yeah, well, they're small, yeah.
Yes, they're very small. What just happened, those little small energy balls that you're seeing happen to be extremely, extremely important, and 99% of the people on the planet don't have those open. And that's what I've been doing for the past year, is opening people up. That will take you right to the center of the earth. You should be able to see a ball of light right at the center of the earth. You're opening up to a lot more energy than you've ever seen before. Can you see that ball of light in the center of the earth?
Honestly, I can't see it.
Okay, I want you to take your hand.
Okay.
And I want you to put it between your feet, and you'll feel a tremendous amount of energy coming up.
I definitely feel that.
Good. That's the same thing. You'll be able to see that. I just want to be sure. No, you won't be able to see it for a while. You'll be able to feel it with your hand. But what that energy is doing is coming up and going through your body and filling the earth. The earth needs that energy desperately. It's total love. Mm. So you're going to be one of the people bringing up that energy from the center of the earth, taking it to heaven, and it's actually coming back. And you're allowing that to recirculate the planet. So that's very important to do.
Well, I can really feel that. That's phenomenal.
Good, good.
That's a wonderful feeling of love.
Do me a favor. I'm going to show you the same thing. Put out your hand right in front of you, and like you're going to shake my hand. Where are you calling from, sir?
In Connecticut.
Okay. What I'm going to do is hold my hand up. You should be able to feel that energy at your fingertips right now. Can you feel that?
I do, yes.
Good. There's no disconnection, as I said to the first person. There's no disconnection, and that energy goes right to heaven. There's no.
Wow.
People think that the aura is only 6 or 10 feet or 20 feet from their body, and I think people are going to start realizing that energy is coming right from heaven.
Well, that's sort of like the hologram aspect that we're just...
Yes, it's a holographic effect.
We're just like one pin of light, but we're just creating this, like I say, we're creating our own illusion.
Right.
And actually that funnel of light that I'm feeling between my legs and channeling up, it's really surrounding me completely.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Focusing on that center.
It's called a field embrace, if you want to write that down for yourself.
Okay.
It's called a field embrace. When you're working with somebody, or when you start working with people, the first thing you want to do is surround them with this field embrace.
Okay.
And what that does is that they'll open up to their field embrace, and that energy will go around you. And what that will do is keep you guys circulated together. And what that does is just bring pure love to both of you.
Right.
And that's what we're all about, is pure love.
And physically, we don't have to be standing to feel that force. If someone was lying down, or
you can lie down, you can jump, you can go down a sled, you can go underwater, you can do whatever you want. People will be able to feel that.
Well, thank you for that wonderful healing and blessing this evening.
Thank you so much. And if you listen to my radio show, please do tomorrow night, and call me and let me know how you feel. Because you're going to get better and better and stronger. Now, your aura is very beautiful, so God bless you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we could share each other's aura as well as the other listeners. Thank you.
Well,
so
thank you. I always believe in helping other people, and I'm no better than anybody else. I'm just a regular human being like you are.
Well, let's say when you help others, you actually help yourself. So
that's what they tell me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too.
So the nuclear receptor actually works in a very powerful way. If you're in a car and you're stopping traffic, I know in California when I was out there was a lot of traffic, and the buildup of CO2, it will actually stop that poison from coming into your body. So that's quite interesting. And to move on to a different product, as I'm healing people at the same time, what we're doing is that Fred has invented a projector. There's a projector that you can wear around your neck. It's a double helix. And it really works. I'll tell you what happened to me with a friend of mine. I took a friend of mine down to the Social Security building here in Rochester, New York. And their computers were down, and we stayed in line for about a half hour. And we got to the front of the line. The nice person behind the counter said, "I'm sorry, but my computer's down. I won't be able to help you today. You'll have to come back." So as I was wearing my projector, what I said to the computer was, "Is computer, please turn on," but I said it under my breath. And my friend felt the energy, and she looked over me, and the computer came on instantaneously. And the woman behind the computer jumped as it turned on. And then she said, "Well, geez, I'd love to help you, but the printer won't print out your card." So I said under my breath, "Printer, please turn on," and instantaneously the printer came on. So what I'm saying is that this is real. It really does work. It's a real piece of equipment, and things do happen instantaneously. You'll need to wear a nuclear receptor for at least between 3 and 4 months before you can order or attempt to order the projector. Your mind will have to be a little clearer. You want to make sure that what you ask for is proper. We don't want anything happening where you might get angry and say something that you'd be sorry for. So it's a matter of just allowing yourself to grow into the receptor, and eventually you'll be able to wear the projector. And it's quite a piece of equipment. I had a projector before. I just ordered a platinum projector from Fred. It's 100% platinum. And so I should be getting that in about a month or so. And that's a pretty powerful piece. And the reason I'm wearing that is because I'm starting to do a lot more work, and I need something that's a lot more powerful that will help me out in the interim as I'm doing and learning more energy work. The idea of the projector is very interesting. We have, or actually Fred has, a 9-inch projector, and I think I was one of the first ones, or the first one, with that 9-inch projector. And I've got 4 of them in my room that I use, and it's quite powerful. There's a ball of light about 3 feet round in the room, and it's quite powerful. The projectors have, I don't know how many pyramids on them, but the pyramids actually light up. I see the pinpoints of the pyramid all lit, and it's quite interesting. I've had the room actually disappear and clients in there on the table, and the room would actually disappear, and the only thing left were these two stones that looked like diamonds, and it was brilliant. And I think it's very interesting. I study the Torah a little bit, five books of Moses, and I remember reading parts where the prophets would see the hills skipping like lambs, and that actually happened in my room, where the door started skipping like a ram, and the room skipped like a ram, and eventually the room just went completely and totally invisible. Everything was gone out of the room, and I was just looking at pure universe, pure white love, and it's amazing to see. I suspect that if somebody would have walked into that room, they wouldn't have seen my client or myself. It's quite interesting piece of equipment. I told a story the first time that I had a projector. The projector's in my room. The Andromedans came into my room, and they watched me work on my clients for about 4 to 5 hours. Excuse me, 3 to 5 hours. And after that, the second day, there was a pretty big Andromeda. He was about 15 feet tall, and he held out his hand, and I was taken to Andromeda, and I was standing in front of the council, and they put me into this liquid crystal. It was a crystal filled with liquid, and when I came out of that crystal, my chakras were twice as big, so I've been able to do a lot of work, and the Andromedans have been with me since, and the Palladians have been with me. So it's been quite interesting for me, and it does work. This energy is wonderful. I've been a believer in heaven and God since I remember feeling the presence of the Almighty when I would go to synagogue when I was about 6 and 7 years old. I would be able to feel his presence all about me. Why, I don't know, but I used to feel that all the time. And I just grew with that, and then eventually I found a master who was able to take me along a path of love and humility and honor, and to be able to help him and to help myself. And we did a lot of tremendously wonderful work, and he has since passed on, but he left me with a lot of energy to help people as much as I possibly can and to help myself. So that's what I do. The projectors on the walls are extremely powerful. I bought a gigantic crystal from Fred, and it's called a master crystal. And I've actually seen shards of light come off the master crystal and go to different parts of the body that would need that kind of energy. So I'm very aware that these master crystals do work, and they work very, very well. They have a mind and a consciousness all of their own. They do befriend you. I mean, the room lightens up tremendously with a master crystal in it, and I have it under my table. And so it's been a lot of fun using it. I've had clients tell me that their hearts get warm and their tummies get warm, and their backs get warm, and things open up. They can feel the energy going through their chakras. So it's been a lot of fun so far for me, and it's been a lot of fun me working with Fred. He's about the best friend I have on the planet here. We put our heads together with different things, so it's a lot of fun to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be out there in February. He's having a get-together. I think it's in the first week of February, so I think I'm going to be out there, and we'll have a lot of fun together. This white light that's coming down from heaven, people that are listening, please just stand up and walk into that white light and just stand there for a minute. you'll be able to feel this wonderful, wonderful nirvana feeling of being cleansed, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So, and there is a man. He looks gigantic, and he's over the planet right now, and he's just working these white lights. He's doing a tremendous amount of energy work. So I think that everybody that stands in that light, you'll be able to feel that tremendous energy. Why I'm given these visions, I don't know, but for whatever reason, I accept it. So I'm just telling you what I see, and people will be able to feel this energy going through them down to Mother Earth and back up again, and going to through their bodies and going to heaven again. So I just hope that if you can stand in that light and just cherish it, it is from heaven, and allow that to cleanse you and allow that to be with you, because everybody has that white light in front of them right now. So use it as well as you possibly can. Let's get back to the nuclear receptor so we can have a conversation here about different things. The nuclear receptor basically it's quite interesting. When I look at the nuclear receptor, when I put it on now, I can actually see pure white light coming from the receptor through my back and through my body. So it opens you up, and in the years that you wear this, it will protect you, because what happens is that the light that serves through this energy gets so strong that diseases, anything that you would come in contact with, you don't even have to worry about it. I haven't had a major cold or a major sickness in, I've been wearing this for 10 years, about 10 years or so. So it's really a lot of fun to do, and they're a lot of fun to wear. But remember also to make sure that you clear your mind. When you're in this pure white light, excuse me for switching back and forth, but I keep on getting messages here from heaven. What you need to do is stand in that light and just allow that light to clear your brain, because a lot of us have a lot of different kinds of things that go on in the brain, and that'll actually clear the brain. It'll actually clear it right out, and you'll feel a lot smoother and a lot more open. We've taken in a tremendous amount of negative energy through television, through radio, through the newspaper, and what we need to do is to allow that to clear, to balance ourselves so that we can receive this heavenly energy even better. And why God has given me this ability to do, I don't know. But again, I use it with humility, and I try to help as many people as I possibly can. So please take that energy in if you would like, and see what it feels like. It'll help stop the brain chatter. The way that you can clear the brain chatter is through a meditation. And the best way to do that is you can draw an X on top of your head, if you will, and make sure it's of white light, and sit down and do your meditation. And what you do is just focus on this white light, the X or a star, David, whatever you want to use, and allow that to filter through. What you need to do is allow to let go and just filter that energy through. If your mind wants to wander to the left or to the right, just focus on that light that's on top of your head, and don't move. Just stay centered. And what that will do is eventually clear out the globes, both globes, and your mind will be very clear. The other way to do it is to give me a call, and I'm more than happy to get rid of the brain chatter in your brain. We can do that in 30 or 40 seconds. We can do that very, very quickly. But anyhow, it's been a lot of fun talking to you guys tonight. And if you want, tune into Fred a lot. He's really a great man, and he's a very gifted soul, and he really knows his stuff. I also bought a flamethrower, and that's quite a device. And what that does is that I've actually put it on people's feet, and they can actually feel the energy of the flamethrower going through their feet and going up one side of the body and coming out the next. And that's interesting. It's very advanced stuff, but it does work, and it's very, very good for the mind and very, very good for the body. The work that I do, I've been able to see an awful lot, and the one thing that I can tell you that's very important to me and what means to me is that when you're working with somebody, just be as gentle as you possibly can. Think of them as you. Think of them as total love. And allow them to express their own expression, even if it's nothing. Allow them to go through what they need to go through. Allow them to focus just like you focus. And what you're doing is that when you get to a higher level of energy, when you get clear in your mind, you'll be able to clear people around you the same way. So it's very important that we get rid of the brain chatter, even if we're healers, is to allow that brain chatter to go, to be able to be clear, to be able to be crystal clear, and allow that energy into whoever we're working on. I know that when I'm working on somebody in my room, I'm watching the energy above the table, below the table. I'm watching the angels coming in. I'm watching spirits coming in. I'm watching everything changing instantaneously. I'm watching the chakras. I'm watching the oxygen. I'm watching everything in the room instantaneously at the same time. So it's very important that my mind has to be fairly clear to allow me to do that kind of work. And it's instantaneous. So you just build that up eventually. And the way that I did that and what I was told to do, believe it or not, is very, very simple. Keep it simple. God walked into my room one day, and I didn't see him, but I felt his spirit. And he said, keep it simple. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. And he's quite a guy. I've had a lot of experiences with him in my room with my clients. And to give you an idea how clear things can be, I remember that I was meditating with sages and holy men in my synagogue about 20 years ago. And when they left the room, I was looking at the bima. The bima is like a pulpit, and behind that was the ark, which contained the five books of Moses. And when everybody left, I bowed to the Torah. And this voice came right over my head and said to me, you don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me. And I realized at that point that God listened to everything I did, everything I say, and watches every movement that I do. So believe me, he does that with everybody. It's just not me, it's with everybody. He knows how we live. He knows how we either walk with ego or walk with humility. And he wants us to walk with humility. He wants us to help each other. It's so important to do. And I think it's just pure love is so wonderful to use with people. And it's a wonderful healing tool just to allow yourself to express your own expression and allow that to express everybody else's expression. The simpler that we do, the simple techniques that we do, we need to keep it simple, because the actual idea of it is the truth is so simple that it's actually very complex. So what we need to do is to keep it very simple, to let our lives be organized the way that he wants them, not the way that we want. It's really, really important to do. So allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to have the ideas that God is around us all the time, and He is. He knows who we are, what we are, and how we live our lives. He's with us 24/7, and I know that for a fact. So we need to be with ourselves and to be open and to be honest. You need to live your honor, to be your honor, and to understand your honor as best as we can, which is, for me, is to keep it very simple and to help everybody that I possibly can. So if anybody else needs some work tonight, let me give you these phone numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756 and 1-530-876-9146. So if anybody else needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you out. And if we don't have enough time tonight, I can certainly do it on my show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 3 p.m. Pacific Time. But it's been a pleasure talking to you guys this evening, but we still have some time to go. So what I want to do is let you know that I really appreciate everybody for listening. And if there's anything that I can do for you, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I can. When you're working with people, and if you're a healer, or if you are a meditator, or if you do just wonderful work anywhere around the world, please realize that everybody is so important. Everybody has their own lives, and we are the universe. We are the energy. We are the Ark of the Covenant. We are everything that God wants us to be. What we need to do is to clear our minds, clear our bodies, and work with the energies that are given to us. Just be free. Allow it to be free. Allow yourself to be free. Allow the time that you have not to be wasted, but to actually love yourself. And go out in nature. Just walk among the trees. It's so interesting because when I look at trees, I can actually see the spirit of the tree. It looks just like us. It looks has a body, has eyes, has ears. It looks just like us. The eyes of the spirit are inside the tree. The eyes that look outside the tree, there's one big eye. And that eye looks out. And I've actually had the wonderful time of being able to look it through the eye of a tree, and they look just like us. And to think that we're the only ones with spirit, it's not really true. Everything that lives in nature has spirit. I remember sometimes taking a walk in nature, and in the forest, and actually see the forest spirits above the trees walking with me. And as soon as I would get to a clearing, they would go back into the woods again. But I've seen the eyes of trees. I've seen the eyes of flowers. I've seen the eyes of grass. And everything is connected to Mother Earth. Everything is connected to the universe. To think that we're alone with this is so crazy. Everything is pure love. If you need some help, take your shoes off, take your socks off, and stand on the earth. It'll help ground you. If you have problems or any kind of issues, what you need to do is hug a tree. Some trees, most trees, I would say, would be able to help you with any kind of mental anguish or anything of that nature. They are spirits. They have tremendous energy. Hug a tree. I know you've heard that expression. You'll feel energy go through your body like you've never felt before. And the reason is because it's pure love. Trees don't know hatred. Trees don't know anything bad. All they know is love. Nature is filled with love. We need to walk with it. We need to be able to feel nature and love it forever. It's just an absolutely wonderful feeling to know that we're so close to nature. So allow ourselves the ability to just use it. It's so wonderful to be connected to it and share. And share with people. Let people know how wonderful nature is and how good it is. If you have any kind of mental problems, go to a stream. Put your hands not in the water, put it over the water. And what will happen is you put your fingertips over it, and what that does is that we're filled with positive ions, and the water is filled with negative ions. And what that'll do is actually pull out the positive ions that make us sort of a little crazy, and the negative ions will be put back in instantaneously. Allow that to happen. Feel that kind of energy. I don't know why all this has been hidden from us from centuries, but this is common sense stuff that I've learned from my teacher, and I'm passing it on to you. I don't believe in hiding things. I don't believe in allowing people to suffer. There are ways of healing. There are ways of doing things through nature that are really wonderful. So please use your intuition. You'll understand what I'm talking about. You'll be able to feel the love of nature. But anyhow, I'm going to have to sign off. It's 9:56. I hope that you had a wonderful time this evening. I did. And thank you so much for being here with me. And I want to thank Dr. Valerie, and I want to thank Fred, and I want to thank Mikkel, and everybody that listened to us this evening or to me. Thank you so much. God bless, and I hope everything goes well. Bye-bye.